Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, Coast to Coast. Thank you for joining us today. Clandestine, a classic book of poetry by Annie Ritchie, is being called a breath of fresh air that will leave you encouraged, hopeful, and refreshed. Life is a journey, and so often we go inward with the painful and difficult, and so it was for author Annie Ritchie. After her father's death, among others, she went inward and searched herself and her life for answers and healing from depression. Annie began to find peace and happiness as she processed and released the sadness that had initially consumed her. Annie realized that life is short and that she has to press on in order to have her dreams come true. She also realized she is blessed more than she ever would have thought possible. Annie says she loves coffee and being with her cat. And with so many friends and family, she says life is as rich as she ever thought it could be. And with her husband, Jeremy, she says they are a fairy tale within a dream. And that is how Indiana author Annie Ritchie now sees her life. Annie has always been creative, began writing poetry more than 10 years ago. She also enjoys other hobbies, including other forms of writing, drawing, filming, reading, and playing video games. And Annie Ritchie, author of Clandestine, a classic book of poetry, joins us on This Week in America. Annie, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yes, thank you. It's great to be here.
What an amazing story. What an amazing collection of poetry you put together to help so many people to get through those difficult times in their life. And I mentioned a lot of this started with what you had to deal with your father's passing. Talk a little bit about the motivation, the incentive that got you to the point where you decided to express yourself by writing poetry.
Well, first of all, as a young girl, my father often encouraged me to be a writer. He really felt I had a lot of creativity and imagination, and he would just sit down with me and tell me to write stories. As I got older, writing became what I did as a daily thing. Before my father passed away, he made it his dying wish for me to become a published author. And when he had died, Clandestine became an outlet for processing that grief. It also allowed me to heal.
And it is helping so many other people, and that has to be sort of rewarding as you think about that. You've expressed yourself, this helped you get through this period, and also your father has to be quite pleased as well that you are a successful writer and helping other people by reaching out and sharing your story with them.
Yes.
It has been such an inspiring experience that Annie is going through. Clandestine, I wanted to say that correctly, Clandestine, a classic book of poetry by Annie Ritchie, is available at Amazon, wherever books are sold, and her website, clandestineaclassicbookofpoetry.com. And we'll give you all that during the course of the program. Let's talk a little bit about your dad. And people go through losses like that, and really it's difficult to get through that period. Talk about the loss and the grief and how you dealt with that.
Well, first of all, I was really just quite heartbroken because it was so sudden. When my father passed away, it was of a heart attack, and I didn't even get to say goodbye to him. And it felt like I had lost one of my best friends as well as my father. I wrote the book into three parts as I dealt with this because the inconsolable part was the beginning of my grief. And as I wrote that, I could just feel my heartache and my pain just start to heal. That's why I wrote the section, She Was Restored, is because after that, I began to heal even more. And then I wrote She Is Stardust, and that's when I realized at the end of the book I was recovering from the grief, and it's never going to fully go away.
With us on the program is Annie Ritchie. That's R-I-T-C-H-I-E. If you're Googling the book is Clandestine, a classic book of poetry. Our website is aclassicbookofpoetry.com. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the structure of the book, the format of the book, because in reading reviews, this is really helpful to people. It sort of walks them through the emotions. Talk about how you went about putting the book together.
Well, in my book, everything you read about is true or it's happened in some way or another. I have experienced it through taste, sight, smell, through my emotions, through dreams, through memories, etc. For example, the poem Cooked with Love is based on a memory on how my mother used to have our home when I was younger, because she would make cooked meals, and that in its own way is part of the grieving process, because I would miss things from my childhood. The three different parts of the book also help people heal through that process. As they start their own grieving process, they get a feeling of comfort and they can relate to someone else.
Yeah, talk about it. Give the titles of the three again. You mentioned them before, but that's so important because you sort of walk them through this process. What are the three parts?
The first one is She Was Inconsolable. And again, that's because the grief, when you first start out, usually you're inconsolable. You have no words.
Yes.
The second one is She Is Restored. And as you begin to heal, you begin to feel like you're being restored. The third part is She Is Stardust, and that's because when we finally have healed or are close to our healing point, we are better than when we have started the whole process.
How long did that three-step process take you? How long to go through that from beginning to the point where you could go on with life and start enjoying life again?
Well, after my father's death, I want to say it took me about 2 to 3 years to fully be able to process everything I had gone through. The book itself took about 10 years just to write because I was going through a lot of other things as I wrote the book.
And the book is so helpful to people in reading reviews. Again, it has to be very rewarding to see that other people, people you don't know will probably never met, that has been able to read Clandestine, a classic book of poetry by Amy Ritchie, and be able to grab a hold of life again and enjoy life. As you were writing these, looking back at and rereading these as you're putting the collection together, was there a favorite section of the book? Any favorite particular poem or poems that come to mind?
Yes. My favorite section is She Is Stardust, just because it makes me smile knowing that I am no longer in the dark place that I was when the book started. My favorite two poems are Midwinter Reverie and Stardust.
And you'll find those in Amy's book, Clandestine. You'll get information on it by her website, clandestineaclassicbookofpoetry.com. Very easy to remember. It's the title of the book. You'll find it, the book, of course, at other places, the usual outlets, and you'll find information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Your father always thought that you had it to be a writer. What do you think he would be? He would say to you now, knowing that you're a published author, not just a writer, a published author, he would have to be quite proud and smiling right now, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Based on previous discussions with my mother, he would be grinning ear to ear, and he would say not just he would be proud, he is proud. And she would also say he would be rereading the book daily next to his cup of coffee and telling everyone about it.
It's such a great story. He had so much belief and confidence in you, and you're out there now and helping other people. Talk about experience. You mentioned other things were going on in your life during the 10-year period as you were formulating the book Clandestine. Talk about what else you went through, loss, and if so, how writing this book, this process helped it help you get through all of this?
Well, while I was writing this, I lost my sister Ruth to cancer. It was intimal sarcoma, which replaced a whole wall of her heart and was in the process of replacing the mitral valve in her heart. This cancer is so rare that it accounts for 0.5% of all sarcomas. And she had been treated at 5 different hospitals, including the Cleveland Clinic, and none of her doctors had ever seen a case like hers. And strangely enough, right after she passed away, about a month later, we lost my grandmother.
So you were going through a lot during this period, so much to, and
yes.
I mentioned in the beginning what you went through and how you came out and really enjoying and embracing life today. What do you hope the takeaway is for others as they read Clandestine, others that are going through the same or similar, the process of grief and loss? What do you hope people get as a takeaway from reading the poetry in your book?
The main thing is that you are not alone, and you are not the only person going through your grief, as well as the grief does not have to define your circumstances.
Clandestine, the name of the book, a classic book of poetry by Amy Ritchie, our guest on the program. In writing the poetry, in putting the book together, Clandestine, how is loss and grief conveyed in your book? How did you get this across to people so they would understand and maybe be inspired to pull out of some of the, maybe even depression in some cases?
Well, for example, the poem The Foreshadowing is just defining that this even happened. It's the start of the journey of healing from depression. Heartache and seeing you again are about my father, and it conveys how I miss him so very much. Cooked with love, a memory is how things were, and you could experience grief by missing how things used to be. A lot of the poems are about nature, which represent not only the day-to-day struggles, but also the balance of everyday life.
And the poetry is all woven together. Talk about putting a collection together and doing it well. It has such a nice flow to it. And again, you get that in reviews, the people who have read and been influenced by the book Clandestine. Talk about putting it together, because it just has a natural flow. Was that challenging to put it together sort of in sequence so you could walk people through this?
Each time I would start putting it into a collection, it was challenging because after I would come back to edit it, I'd realize I had changed or grown as a person, and you had to make sure that you didn't stray away from what you were trying to do in the first place. And you also had to make sure that people could relate to it.
The book is Clandestine, a classic book of poetry by Amy Ritchie, our guest on the program. Amy, you consider yourself a dream maker. Talk about what that means and how your writing and the artistic skills that you have, how you hope they will inspire other people.
For me, being a dream maker is not just being a writer, but it's also being an artist and a musician. Everything I dream about, I record on paper, or I try to convey that dream through writing, art, music, etc. I also record my memories, my daydreams, my thoughts, anything that's in my imagination. I want people to see that I can relate to them, as well as see what I see, feel what I feel, maybe experience and think similar experiences to me.
How important is that to sort of open yourself up and say, here's what I went through. I'm sure it's similar to what you're going through, but you have to open yourself up to that. How challenging was that to be emotionally very forthcoming with people as you're putting this together?
It was very hard at first because sometimes I didn't even know what I was feeling. And you would sit there and try to process it, and you're like, well, I'm thinking this thing. How accurate is that? You kind of check yourself out as you're processing it. But once I was opening up and being honest with myself, it came easily.
What has this book done for you? It's helped so many people. Did it help you? Was this almost therapeutic that you had to put your thoughts together? You had to sort of rationalize what you were thinking and where you wanted to go with your emotions. Was this therapeutic for you in writing this book?
Yes. It not only helped me with my grieving process, but it made me realize through any grieving process that I will be able to heal from them. And it also made me realize I just plain like to be a writer.
Well, it's interesting. I'm going to touch on it in a second, but I want to talk about another obstacle that you had to overcome. I understand you're dyslexic,
yes.
And you're a writer. What talk about getting through that, because that's difficult. How challenging was that for you?
very challenging because I did not know I was dyslexic till I was 32. And when I was writing the book, you would look at the page and the words would be moving or they would seem to rearrange themselves when you would write them down on paper. And sometimes you would just look at it, it was almost like you're reading another language.
How has life changed since you find out at age 32 that you were dyslexic? What's it like now? Does it make it easier to fully understand what's happening?
In some ways, it's easier because I use certain, like, for example, fonts on my computer that help me to read it better. Or I can, if I start to get stressed out while I'm reading, I tell myself that it's the dyslexia, not me.
With us on the program, Amy Ritchie, words of advice and so much information, not information, but thoughts that she's sharing in her book, Clandestine, a classic book of poetry that's touching so many people. I mentioned in the beginning that you're a writer, been interested in poetry for a number of years, but you're a writer, not just a poet. Talk about that, because I understand you're working on a book series.
Yes, the Clandestine series is going to be a 10-book series about many of the grief processes that I have had to experience and even some life experiences that I've had to process. And after the 10-book series, I'm going to have several other poetry books as well as novels that I'm writing.
What is it like in writing? And you're really into this now. And again, you're doing so well. You've got a gift for this. And again, your father would be so proud. How do you put a book together? Do you have like this idea before you go in, or does it sort of evolve as you're putting a book together?
It's kind of like having a dream. And when you go to tell someone about it, you see this dream. And as you start telling about it, it becomes reality. That's basically how it is with my writing. I start out with an idea, and then at the end of the process, it's turned into my dream that I tell people about.
What has this been like for you, to be able to take this message, to share it again, to get the very positive feedback, get the encouragement to keep on writing and write other forms of writing novels and that type of thing? What's it been like for you, this whole experience?
In some ways, it's almost unreal because, you know, you grow up and you don't picture yourself doing something as wonderful as being a writer.
And now you are, and you're touching so many people. It's just been an amazing story and great success with the book. Amy Ritchie, R-I-T-C-H-I-E. If you're going to Google, the book is Clandestine, a classic book of poetry. Her website is very simple to remember. It's the book, Clandestine, a classic book of poetry.com. Amy, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. I really appreciate you being here, and best of luck as you're working on the series. Hopefully we'll be able to come back and talk about that as well. It's been so much fun. Time went by too quickly. Thank you for being with us on the program.
And thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. Amy Ritchie, the book is Clandestine, a classic book of poetry. You'll find it all the basic bookstores. You go to Amazon, any of the places, go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on, or you can go to our website, clandestineaclassicbookofpoetry.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.